Hello, guys, and welcome to another quick podcast. This is a series of podcasts that I want to be quick and informative. We're going to go into detail on some small topics. This is actually quite a big topic today, which I think deserve their time in the sun. I'm going to hopefully give you a bit of a different perspective to the one you've read before. And this is a disclaimer that this is for intermediates to dig their teeth into, so not for beginners. Please keep that in mind. Quick upsells before we begin. On my website, thomascrownpua.com, you can find my books. There I have a memoir of my first year in day game, my texting guide, my intermediate textbook, and a book of my best blog posts. You can also find the link to my Patreon, where you'll find infills and exclusive Q&As, and links to contact me for coaching by call and infield. Again, that's all on thomascrownpua.com, and you can follow me on X at Crown Day Game. Last thing is that if you think you have a question or a topic which would be good for this series, then contact me again on my website or on X. Let's dive straight in. So this podcast, I wanted to make this one. It's how do you build a pre-approach filter? It's quite a long topic. I'm going to try and get through it in 15 minutes, but I also plan on turning this into a longer form post on my website. The reason why I want to make this podcast is that I bring this topic up all the time, and this is what, as an intermediate, it's probably the most important thing to learn technical wise or technique wise. And you know, you hear this a lot of guys saying women send out these little signals all the time, and that's true, they do, but how do you actually get started with spotting them? So that's why I wanted to make this podcast, how to start to develop your pre-approach filter. Just to let you know, this kind of filtering, it's not a trick. It's just a smarter way of doing day game for intermediates and above. You know, it takes the grind out of day game, and it means playing the percentages. So I love football analogies. Here's one for you. Do you think the best football teams constantly just wallop the ball from outside the penalty area trying to score screamers? No, they play smart football, trying to win the game with the best plays. So just to repeat, yep, it's not a trick. Really what you're trying to do is identify whether girl A or girl B is going to be more likely to like you based on signals which she may even be sending out subconsciously. So before we begin, I really, really recommend you read Primal Seduction by Steve Jabber and Day Game Infinite by Nick Krauser, because these were the books mostly from Infinite, but Primal Seduction was also great with it. That I learned how to do this filtering myself. So I really recommend you purchase those books and have a read. Okay, so I've got four steps here of how to develop the filter. And step one is, rather than actually thinking about the girls who will like you, is to stop approaching the girls who don't like you. So probably as a beginner, lower intermediate, you go out and do 10 sets. And of those 10, maybe 5 of those are logistical no-girls. You know, a logistical no-girl is one who, she could like you, but she just doesn't have the time even to talk to you, or she's not in the mood to talk to you. You can see her, she's on her phone, she's rushing from A to B, she might have no emotion on her face, what we call flat affect. Or, potentially, there is girls who you just have this really strong archetype mismatch with. So I'd recommend you go to my website and read the two articles I put on the RK selected and status experience driven matrix. I'll put the links inside the show notes. And so what we're looking for in this case is, rather than doing those 10 sets, now we're only going to do 5 sets or maybe 6 sets, because, you know, allow yourself a little bit of room for error. And we're trying to avoid approaching those girls who actually are just straight up no's for us. You know, we're going to let her live another day, you know, let her get approached by another day gamer, save her for another day gamer. Or else maybe leave her, she might not look like she's in the mood right now, but she might be in a week's time, you might even see her again. So rather than ruining your opportunity with her today, let her go, let another guy have her, and you know, maybe you'll even see her in future in a better mood. So that's step one, is just start by eliminating the no girls. And then step two is you're going to focus on girls who are interested, showing an interest in being picked up. So you probably do this already, because you're probably going to approach slow walking girls. You know, there's that stereotype of the slow walking tourist taking pictures, wearing comfortable trainers and having a backpack. So you probably do it already. But we're going to look a bit further than just, is she slow walking tourist? But how far she walks is a great place to start. So is she walking slower than it seems relative to everyone else in the local area? If she's walking a bit slower, it implies that she's either got nothing to do and or wants something interesting and fun to happen to her. So one point I really want to stress is that you'll be amazed at how women act subconsciously when they're horny and how magically they find themselves in places where they can be picked up. This just happens where girls, if she's single and she wants to meet a guy, she allows herself to become more open to being picked up or meeting a guy. So for example, because we know women, they can't pursue sex like men can. So instead what they do, the active part that they play in the seduction process, is to put themselves in situations where it can happen. So you can look at how quickly she's walking, really we're looking for a slow walker. But now you want to look at how she's walking. So do her hips move side to side? This is normally a sign of horniness. And it's actually also a good signal that a girl is more feminine. So one thing I notice in London is how often when I approach a girl with swinging hips that she's from Eastern Europe. And I'm normally going to do a bit better with that kind of girl because that means with the swinging hips, maybe she's more feminine. So she's going to like a guy who's more masculine. So we have the hips watching that. We can also look about where she's looking. Is she looking up and around? Is she interested in her surroundings? Almost like she's trying to suck an adventure onto her. Next up, you've got to ask this question, is she a flower in bloom? So it sounds quite nice and poetic, but the point is that women are like flowers. You know, when they are open to being picked up, open to meeting a guy, they will draw attention to themselves in a way, much like how a flower will become colorful and blooms and everything to attract the bees to pollinate. So not just from what she's wearing, but how she's acting. Again, her hip sway, her looking up and around, her going slowly does draw attention to her as well. But you can look at her and just think to yourself, what is she advertising? You know, is she that no girl who doesn't really look like she's going to talk to anyone today? Or is she that yes girl who's like really hoping something will happen? One thing that girls will do, you know, every day they'll look in the mirror and they'll think to themselves, oh, I look good today, or oh, I look bad today. And the thing is that when you approach girls on those good days, that's when they dress themselves up a bit more, they're more interested in the world. And then that's where your approach to them, it makes sense, because they think, yeah, because I look good today. The flip side is when she's sweaty coming back from the gym, she thinks to herself, why does he want to talk to me? I feel horrible. Like, her feeling about herself will also translate into how she thinks she looks. So if you go and talk to her, she's going to think, why is this guy even talking to me? I hate the way I look today. So the last thing we're looking for, so we had how fast she's walking, the manner of her walk, whether she is a flower in bloom. We ask ourselves, what is she advertising? And then we're also going to ask ourselves, does she have emotion on her face or does she have flat affect? So flat affect is where you're just like dead face. Nothing going on there. Whereas emotion, it shows she's more engaged with the world. And obviously we would rather have that kind of looking up and around in wonderment facial expression. But you could also look for things like mischief, impishness, silliness, surreal, fun. Like, see what she's looking. Is she happy? Does she look like she's in a good mood? And then focusing on those girls. Now, step three is trying to focus on the girls who show a direct interest in you. So what you do for this is, and you can do this all the time, even outside your sessions, is as you're walking down the street, Jabber calls this the net. So at about 10 meters ahead of you, have a soft focus with your eyes, and you're looking to see, and you're not concentrating on the girls, but once you know that there's a hot girl coming towards you, your eyes pick her up. Not pick her up literally, but notice her. So then when she's about 5 meters away from you, start looking directly into her eyes and soft smile. And you're going to be, and obviously that's like soft smile, not a maniacal, creepy smile, just a normal smile, you know, like you would if you're having a pleasant conversation with someone. So what you're looking for is one of these reactions. And looking directly into her eyes will encourage her to at least look. And so you're going to find out what kind of reaction you'll get. So you're looking for a double take. So that's when she sees your notices you're looking, looks away, then looks back again. If she stares at you, if she gives you what's called a sly eye. I think I heard Krauser call it a sly eye. It's like when she comes up right next to you and suddenly flicks her eyes towards you. Or another one would be You look at her, and then she looks at you, then she looks away and then starts scratching her neck, playing with her hair, fiddling. That's a sign of interest. Or you look at her, and she looks away as if you've caught her looking. So this is, of course, those are all IOIs, signs of interest. But a sign of disinterest would be she doesn't even notice you at all. She doesn't know you exist. Or she looks and she looks away and she looks like she doesn't even care. So the point I want to make with this, the point I want to make here is that you can get IOIs even if you're not a Chad. I know, wow, that's amazing. You can get IOIs even if you're not the best looking guy in the world, but you can. But you need to start interpreting her looks as meaning more than what you used to think they meant. So a point I want to make here is that even though women are less visually driven than men, like they still can see with their eyes what they find attractive in men. So they can see your vibe and confidence and dominance and manliness and self-esteem. So don't underestimate the importance of where a woman is looking. And that if you walk past each other and she doesn't even acknowledge that you exist, it's probably because she doesn't like you. So there's more importance in a look than you might think. Because for women, she knows what giving eye contact means. She knows that if she looks at a guy, he's going to take that as an invitation. So she knows there's a power behind it. Last thing here is, like, this is another reason why it's great to have a good wing, because you can spot IOIs for each other. Now, what we want to do to amplify this, so this whole exercise of looking into girls' eyes and looking for reactions, is to work on drawing more looks to you. So if you're an average looking guy, polarize your archetype, make yourself more shiny and interesting to look at. You also put a bit more swagger into your walk, you know, throw some clicks in, little clap or something, just adding more confidence into your mannerisms. Of course, don't go over the top. This is what Krauser calls street presence. And then Jabber talks about this a lot, and that once you're more experienced with looking into the girl's eyes, then try to react to them as they're doing it to acknowledge what's going on in that moment that you're looking at each other. So he recommends pointing, winking, or lowering his sunglasses and sort of checking her out in an exaggerated way. For me, I like to just sort of increase the smile and do a little nod, like, I see you're looking at me, quite cheeky and warm. So Jabber calls this forcing IOIs, but you know, to me, I don't call it forcing IOIs as such, because I don't think you can make her like you. It's more like pinging for IOIs, because you're drawing attention to yourself and you are then seeing how she reacts. However, in a sort of sense, it's kind of like, I wouldn't say it's forcing IOIs, but doing this stuff of looking in the eyes and acknowledging the looks, it shows that you have social savvy and confidence, which in themselves, as well as walking around with more swagger and confidence, are attractive traits. So, you know, it's like, is it forcing IOIs? Is it not? Who cares what you call it? This is what you're doing. And the last thing as well, which is really great about approaching off of one of these moments, is that you have a narrative for the approach. So, you know, earlier on I was saying about how when she thinks she looks good, she thinks it's natural that guys will come and talk to her. So when you go and talk to her and say, oh, you know, we looked at each other back there, I had to come say hello. You can kind of, you know, it's a narrative in her head. And of course, then you can see how she reacts, because if she's like, oh, like, oh God, I wish I hadn't have done that, you know, it wasn't a true IOI. But if she's like, oh, okay, giggles, whatever, then you know it was. Okay, I'm going to try and run through step 4 in record time. Now, we've already had eliminate the no girls, focus on the girls who have an interest in picked up. Then we had the girls who are interested directly in you. Step 4. So now we would have adding all these things together on each stage. Focus on the girls who might be interested in you, but you can't work an IOI from them. Now, what you got to do with this is work on your mental dossier of the girls who are into you. So think back to your lays and your near misses. These give you the most interest, the most information on who likes you. Then you can think back to the dates where you kissed her but you didn't lay her, and they will give you a bit more info. You can think back to just the dates where nothing happened or strong sets, but I don't think they give you a lot of information. Because let's say you think, oh, I always have really good sets with girls from Italy, but you've never slept with a girl from Italy, then it's like, how do you know they're really that into you? Because surely you would have met one eventually who would sleep with you. So think about the character traits of the girls, the near misses, the lays, and like maybe the girls you've kissed on dates. What characteristics do they share? And here's a really long list. Is she tall or short? What color hair does she have? Is it dyed or is it natural? You know, if it's dyed, what color is it? Does she have straight hair? Does she have curly hair? Is it neatly kept or is it bushy and wild? Does she have big eyes, small eyes? Now we're getting, you know, maybe more specific here. What about this? Does her nose slightly turn up? Is it level or down? That seems like a random one, but I seem to do a lot better with girls whose noses are slightly turned up. And that could just be a genetic thing where my genetic profile is a great complement to girls who happen to have this characteristic. So more broad ones again, is she more tanned or pale? Is she curvy or slim? Does she wear a lot of makeup? Is she more natural looking? Does she have a narrow waist or straight waist? Big boobs, big butt, small butt? What kind of clothing does she wear? Is it alternative? Is it mainstream? Is it dull and muted? Or is it bright and loud? Is it neat, professional, or is it more alternative? Look at the color she wears. And of course, think about the nationality or the race or ethnicity of her. And all of these different things, of course, what you'd imagine is that you can just think, okay, what is my archetype? Or go to those posts about the RK status experience matrix, think about your behavior archetype, and then thinking about girls who fit in with your archetype. But ultimately, and the opposite of those ones is the ones you wouldn't approach from step one, but now in step four, we're going for the ones we really want, that know we likes us. So you're gonna try and keep this mental dossier of girls who are into you and build it over time. And when you get lays and you can't quite understand why she was super into you, you think to yourself, just try think deeply and be like, what things can I link from her to other girls that I've done well with? So this list is perhaps endless, but bringing it back to this point that all of these factors say something about her genetics to which you might be a compliment, or possibly from her upbringing, which makes her favorable towards you. So for example, you might find, I don't know, girls who wear just like, they might just be dressed normally, but they have like a particular kind of eye makeup. Like those girls have the ones like where the cat's eyes or something with a little flick coming off at the end. Maybe that means something about girls, and that kind of girl might be more into you. So a lot of this pre-approach filter is encouraging you to read more into the situation than you are currently. And of course, then playing the percentages, getting better results, and making game into a much more positive experience because you're not approaching those no girls anymore. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. And once I come out with the post on this, I will also put it in the description. All right, that is finished.